Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SJVN Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q4 FY24 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. Sushil Sharma, sir, Chairman and Managing Director. Congratulations and all the best, sir, for new role. And we also have Mr. AK Singh, Director of Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Sushil Sharma, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A very good afternoon to all of you present here. I'm accompanied by Shri Akhileshwar Singh, Director of Finance of our company. I'm extremely happy to share that with the latest commissioning of our two projects, Gujarat Solar Project 50 MW and Rajneeshwara Solar Project 100 MW in quarter four of our financial year 2023-24. With this, our installed capacity stands at 2,377 MW. The 50 MW Gujarat Solar Project, situated in the state of Uttar Pradesh, will generate 107 milliunits of energy per annum. The power from this solar project is being sold to Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation Limited. We have also commissioned Rajneeshwara Solar Project 100 MW in the state of Gujarat, with the capacity to produce 252 milliunits of energy per annum. The power from this solar project is being sold to Gujarat Urja Vikas Nigam Limited. Thus, in terms of these latest additions, 150 MW more power has been added, which will add approximately rupees 99 crores to our revenues per year. I'm happy to inform that in the month of March 2024, our Honorable Prime Minister of India dedicated four of our projects, namely 75 MW Parasan Solar Power Project, 75 MW Gurra Solar Power Project, 50 MW Gujarat Solar Power Project, and 60 MW Natwar Mori Hydro Project to the nation, and also laid the foundation stone of three projects, namely 382 MW Sunni Dam Hydroelectric Project, 15 MW Floating Solar Power Project in the state of Himachal Pradesh, and 70 MW of solar projects in the state of Assam. Also, during quarter four of financial year 2023-24, SJVN, through its subsidiary, has bagged five solar projects with a capacity of 2,252 MW through open competitive bidding process. Giving you a brief preview of our projects, projects as on date, 11 projects of 2,377 MW and two transmission lines are under operation, four hydro projects of 1,558 MW, and one thermal power project of 1,320 MW, and 12 solar projects of 2,048 MW are under construction. We are excited to inform that SJVN Green Energy Limited, SGL, a wholly owned subsidiary of SJVN, has formed a joint venture named SJEL Assam Renewable Energy Limited with Assam Power Distribution Company Limited for execution of 1,000 MW renewable energy projects in Assam. The other JV with MahaGenco, Maharashtra State Power Generation Company Limited, for execution of 5,000 MW of renewable energy projects is also under process of formation. As a first among PSUs, SJVN has also secured rupees 10,000 crore construction line of credit facilities for its upcoming renewable energy projects from a group of leading domestic and international financial institutions. In the recent past, the Government of India has also launched PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which aims to provide free electricity to 1 crore households in India. We are extremely happy to share that towards this scheme, SJVN has been allotted three states, namely Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, and Arunachal Pradesh. SJVN has also been assigned the responsibility of installation of rooftop solar system on government buildings, and 18 ministries have also been allocated to us in this regard. You must also be aware that SJVN has been designated as one of the renewable energy implementing and agencies, REIA, by Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, MNRE, to meet the 500 gigawatt target by 2030. During financial 2023 and 24, SJVN has floated tenders of 9.9 gigawatt out of target given to us of 10 gigawatt capacity. The PPA and PSAs for 2,360 megawatt has already been signed with developers and distribution companies. I am also happy to share that SJVN is conferred with Scope Excellence Award in institutional category in January 2024 for the commitment of the company in the growth of power sector for rapid expansion and capacity addition journey. Also, SGEL, a wholly owned subsidiary of SJVN, won prestigious Diamond Award for large-scale solar project developer of year in Uttar Pradesh in the PSU category during Uttar Pradesh annual solar awards held at SuryaCon Lucknow 2024 in February 2024. I once again reiterate that SJVN is moving forward to achieve our vision of installing 25,000 megawatt portfolio in the operation by 2030 and 50,000 megawatt by 2040. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Good morning. Good evening, sir. And congratulations on a decent set of numbers.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to use the handset, please?
Is it better now? Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on the renewable portfolio. Can you just let us know what is the operating asset as of now, and what is the amount of projects which are in the pipeline, and any asset where you have won the bid?
Hello.
Yes.
Mr. Mohit, I am the Associate Director of Finance. Presently, you might be knowing that we are operating four renewable projects under SJVN. Kiribide 47.6 megawatt, Sarla 15 megawatt, Charanka 5.6 megawatt. And one solar project at Nagpajhakri 1.3 megawatt. Besides that, we are operating four projects in SGEL. 75 megawatt Prashan project and 75 megawatt Gujarai project and 50 megawatt Gurha project. Plus 100 megawatt Raghansera we are operating.
Mm-hmm. What is the pipeline, sir?
Pipeline.
Total pipeline including L1, sir.
Yeah. I'm giving you. Under construction is 2048 megawatt. Hello.
Hello. 2048 megawatt, I think number is on the lower side, isn't it? I thought numbers must be around 3 to 4 gigawatt.
Yeah, it is total 7.2 gigawatt. Out of that, 2048 is under construction and balance is under different stages award.
So what is the capacity? 777 megawatt
is under the process of award.
Understood, sir. What is the timeline here? What is the capacity you are looking to install or commission in renewables in this fiscal and next fiscal?
This total capacity of about 2048 megawatt is coming under 24-25, and the balance quantity of 4777 megawatt will be commissioned in the next fiscal, 25-26.
Understood, sir. And sir, what is the plan to, isn't plan to monetize the your green energy SPV?
In fact, we are planning to have some QIP in current year, and we are in the process of initiating the approval, and thereafter we will be almost 10-15% equity of SGL will be offered to the public.
Understood, sir. My last question, so what is the timeline for Buxar and Nepal? Has it changed or it's been the same?
Regarding Buxar thermal power project, one unit we are going to target in quarter 3 and second unit in quarter 4. And regarding Nepal, this 900 megawatt will be in second quarter of this next year.
This is FY26, right, sir? 900 megawatt?
October, November of 2025.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. You mentioned that you're planning a QIP of SGEL this year. So any sort of understanding that you can provide on what would be the size of this offering?
Almost 10-15%, up to maximum 20% will be offering of the current equity in the SGEL.
Okay, so any sense on size in terms of the amount that you're thinking?
It will be determined. I'm not in a position to tell you immediately.
Sure. I understand that, sir. So secondly, can you throw some light on the incentive incomes in this quarter, and also if there is any under recovery?
Incentive current year total incentive is 182 crore. Out of that, capacity incentive is 157.71 and the UI is 24.48 crore. Last year it was total incentive was 253.92 crore. Out of that, capacity incentive was 210.29 crore and the UI was 43.63 crore. The incentive, in fact, after September, the government has put in restriction for operating the plant above 100%. Earlier, we were operating the plant up to 110%, but now the restriction has been put, we can only operate during the peak season. And that's why there is some less income on the incentive. So far the current quarter is concerned, current quarter mein total incentive is for Q1 mein 5 crore hai, jabki last year same Q1 mein 24.45 crore tha.
Only 5 crore in this quarter?
Yeah.
And this is all about some capacity?
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned about this...
This capacity incentive... during the quarter was 1.37 crore and UI was 3.66 crore. Last year capacity incentive in the first quarter was 25.36 crore.
Flow season has been declared from June to September. So that's why we have dip in this capacity charges incentive.
Okay, sir. And you mentioned about this restriction which the government had put on operating the plant beyond 100%. So why was this the case? I mean, what's the rationale of the government for doing this?
This is the new regulations given by the CRC.
Okay.
It is applicable to all the projects.
PSUs.
All PSUs, hydro PSUs.
All the PSUs.
Okay. Understood, sir. Sir, any under recovery that we witnessed this in this?
No, there's no under recovery, but we have not achieved the design energy. In that case, we have claimed the 41 crore against the shortfall in the generation.
In
And
this
that we have billed to the beneficiaries.
quarter. Sir, at an overall, for the full year number, what's the shortfall?
Shortfall in energy generation.
Design energy, yes, sir.
Yeah, against the design energy. Against the 8533 million unit, we have generated 8131.38 million unit. Almost 250 million unit is short for.
And sir, we have built this entire amount, so it's all recorded in our revenues, or?
It has been recorded in the revenue. We have built 41 crore.
Understood, sir. So later, there is no sort of a requirement of approval from the commission for recovering this?
No, it is as per the regulation. It is as per the regulation.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Sir, in the financial statements, I see a very
large... Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to use the handset, please?
Yes, I am on the handset. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes,
sir. Go ahead, but please loud.
Sure. Sir, in the depreciation and amortization line item, there seems to be a very big jump this quarter. Could you elaborate on that?
In fact, we have gone from the impairment of some of the assets like Sarla wind power project, Khirvire wind power project, and Charanka wind power project. Our revenue commensurate with the capital investment was not up to the level, and that's why as per Ind AS 36, we have gone for the impairment of the assets. And one total 138.70 crore has been booked to the impairment.
Okay. So could you explain the difference of the revenue not being commensurate to our expectations? Why is that?
This tariff for the... In fact, if you go, this tariff for this... Mainly it is on account of the Sarla wind power project. This tariff of the Sarla wind power project is 2.43 per unit. Whereas during the period, it was commissioned in 18-19, the tariff was almost above 3 rupees. But somehow we were not having the PPA, and we were compelled to sign PPA with the GUVNL at the lower tariff, and that's why we have to go for the impairment loss. And after doing exercise, it is coming to 101 crore in the Sarla project.
Next year it can be reversed also.
And it can be reversed in the next year if situation will improve. And similarly, in Khirvire, the design energy of the project was 85 million units, but it has not touched the design energy. Maximum generation has come to 73 million units, and it is average generating per year 60 million units. So that's due to less generation of the project during consistently during 5-6 years. We have to take almost 10 years. We have to take the impairment, and that's why in Khirvire it is coming to 34.88 crore.
Okay. The other question was, sir, on Buxar. I understand earlier there were issues related to land acquisition that we were facing. What's the progress on that?
You have rightly said that we were facing land issues. The land issue is still going on, but making this our project commissioning, we have gone for alternative arrangements. So with those alternative arrangements, we will be capable to commission the project.
Okay. So could you elaborate on that? Like, what are the alternatives that we've gone for? What's the amount of land that we still need to acquire, if any?
Mainly, we were facing problem with this agitation in railway corridor and water corridor. For water corridor, the government of Bihar has already given us the government land so that we can lay the pipeline on that government land. And for this railway corridor, we have taken land, some land from the railways, and some land we are in the process of having agreement with the some stakeholders. And with this arrangement, we will be able to run the project.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the Arun 3 project, again, timelines for them have kept on increasing, and I think there were some transmission related issues that we are facing over there. Could you elaborate a bit on that?
Transmission-related issues, actually, we were this only issue in transmission line is the land acquisition. And we are constantly in touch with the higher offices of Nepal Ministry. We are also in touch with the we have requested even Prime Minister of Nepal to help us in acquiring the to expedite the land acquisition process. So with these help from Nepal government, I think we will be able to commission this transmission line well in time.
Okay. Fair. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh Kumar Khemka, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
You see, in the last conference call, which held in February, you were given certain targets for Buxar June 24, for Arun 3 February 25, and for Bikaner 1000 megawatt by December 2024. Now I want to know whether there is any slippage in these targets, and what is the renewed expectation of commissioning.
I just answered these questions. Because of agitation by local farmers and disruption in our plant activities, this Buxar commissioning has been slipped to 3-4 months from June. And because of a challenge in dam area in this Arun 3 project, see, the commissioning target has slightly also slipped further. And in Bikaner projects, so we were facing some problem with the panels, local domestic panels. So now I think the situation will improve. We'll be getting panel from June itself, and commissioning will be done in quarter three of this financial year of Bikaner 1000 megawatt.
I see. Thank you. I have to ask only this question.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arman from Blue Sky Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Hello. Yeah, in the previous call we told about a target of in 2026 around 12,000 megawatt. Right now in beginning we told about 2,000 around we will be installing in this financial year and next financial year. So that comes to calculations around 6,500. So which are those projects which we will operate in this financial year, next financial year, and why the gap? So before we have the target of 12,000 megawatt and now it's only coming up to 6,500. What's the reason behind that?
In fact, there is slippage in the 1000 megawatt Bikaner project and Arun 3 and this Buxar. Mainly because of that we are lagging behind, but this slippage will be only for 5-6 months. So we will be covering almost 12,000 megawatt by the March 26.
Okay. And one more reason, just a perspective, is that we are seeing the appointment of CMD not for the years, like for 4 years or five years. It has been going on for the 3 months. Why is the reason for that, and when can we see a continuous tenure for 5 years also regular for the CMD position?
In fact, the CMD post-selection has already been done. And in the meantime, this charge has been given for the 3 months, and we are expecting that within 3 months, the regular appointment will be issued. Order will be issued
from the Ministry of Power.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is regarding peak debt. You said we will reach 12,000 megawatt by March 2026. So at that time, what will be our peak debt?
Peak debt.
Can you repeat the question?
Debt. He is asking about the by March 26. What will be our peak debt? We will be intimating you separately.
Separately.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
We will be intimating separately after calculating our. Debt provision.
No, my concern is it will be sizable amount, and your project, so many projects are facing delays in commissioning. So how will you service such a large debt and when your current revenue base is relatively small in comparison to the projects you have undertaken?
In fact, during the construction, we have to pay the interest only, not the repayment of the principal amount. And that we are having sufficient projection. We will share also. In fact, it was on our website also. And the many of the project in renewable sector we are commissioning in next year. And from that, revenue generation will come. So we are not seeing any problem in servicing of the debt.
So one small suggestion, sir, why don't you put a detailed presentation where each project, when it will be implemented, plus what will be the funding requirement for each project. So that will be really helpful.
In fact, if you require, we will share, but sharing this on the website for each project, it will be very lengthy one.
I think one of your peers already does it, project-wise schedule, and so this is a suggestion. Just think over it, sir.
Okay. Oh, okay, we'll think of construction.
And whom should I contact regarding this debt figure, sir?
Pardon, can you repeat the question?
No, my question regarding debt, you said you will come separately on that. So I should take it with somebody in your finance department offline?
Okay,
you can do so, and you can have my number, company secretary's number, and you can put your question so that I can get it replied by our finance department.
What's your good name, sir?
My name is Somendra Das, company secretary.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Surana from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Just please speak loudly.
Sure. So my first question is with respect to the exceptional item in the income statement. There is a 104 crore gain shown as an exceptional item for this quarter. Can you elaborate on that, the reason for that?
In fact, there was one arbitration award against the Nafa Jhakri project. And that award was against the us. We have provided it in the account and as per our accounting policy. But we have challenged it in the court of law and High Court. And the High Court single judgment was in favor of us. and the petitioner, the other party challenged it in the double bench, and this was again decided in our favor. So we have the provision we have made in the during the past, we have received reverses, and now we have to consider the exceptional item.
Understood. Understood. Sir, you, there is also an exchange notification of SJVN forming a JV with Indian Oil Corporation.
Yes.
Can you just elaborate on what kind of business we intend to do with them? I think this is related to green RTC.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you just give your thoughts on that?
In fact, IOCL is a, it's in itself a consumer. They need a lot of power, and they have also target to become the net zero, and venture into the green sector. And they, with our collaboration, 50-50% joint venture partnership, we will be able to take more investment in the project. In hydro also, or in and renewable also, plus hydrogen sector also will go jointly. There will be a lot of opportunity, and even in the sector of the EV charging, etc., we will be jointly collaborating with each other. And the IOCL has a big size of balance sheet. It will be a very good win-win situation for both of us.
50-50. So this JV will be into green energy, and apart from that, it will also be involved in power generation,
green
hydrogen space as well.
Yeah.
So, any timeline when we can see some traction on the business activities in this JV?
In fact, there is a process of taking approval before going as any business activity. We have to take approval from the DIPAM and NITI
Aayog.
It will almost 2 to 3 months time will be taken in that, and after that we will start activity.
We will recover the company.
Then we'll, after approval of the DIPAM and NITI Aayog, we'll incorporate the company and we'll start the activity. And they are very much interested in pump storage also. And in fact, they can only be net zero with the their venture in the renewable sector. So we will be trying to invest like in other hydro project, big hydro project like Italian, we are... having 3,000 megawatt, 3,097 megawatt in Arunachal, we can try to develop it with their collaboration also.
Understood, sir. So, regarding our renewable energy portfolio, solar and wind currently is around 405 megawatt on a combined basis, which is the operational capacity right now.
Yeah.
So, what is our target for the end of FY 25, 26 and 27 for the next 3 years? Only the solar and wind portfolio combined.
Yeah, in fact, 2,000 megawatt will be coming during current year, 24-25, and almost 6,000 megawatt will against next year,
25-26. Understood. So, and for 27, FY 27?
FY 27, I have to work out this.
Understood.
You will give it to
me later.
But it will be more than 2 gigawatt. We are
approximately 2 gigawatt every year. We are
adding approximately 2 gigawatt every year.
Sir, just one last question, sir. I just wanted to confirm. I think you already mentioned, but the Arun 3 and Buxar project, both these projects will be commissioned by this year, right? So Arun 3, you mentioned quarter 2 of this fiscal year. And Buxar by either quarter 3 and quarter 4 of this fiscal year. Is that correct?
Arun 3
October, November next, 25.
In fact, not fiscal, this fiscal year. Arun 3 will be going to the second quarter of the, or the third quarter of the next year, 25-26.
But Buxar will be in
second or third or fourth quarter.
First unit, third quarter, second unit, fourth quarter of current year.
Of this fiscal year, FY 25.
Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
It will be 26, FY 26.
25-26. Yeah.
Got it. Sir, just one last question. Regarding your regulated equity, sir, how much is the total regulated equity at this point and how much would it be in, by FY26?
हेलो
हाँ हाइड्रो हाइड्रो में जो रेगुलेटेड इक्विटी है हमारी 3372 करोड़ है
ओके
और थर्मल में है 3132 करोड़ सोलर में सोलर में 1494 करोड़ है
सोलर इज हाउ मच
1494 करोड़
ओके सर
टोटल 7998 करोड़ ये अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन वाले की है और ऑलरेडी जो ऑपरेशन में है उसका टोटल इक्विटी जो है 7444 करोड़ ऑल राइट द टोटल अगर इफ यू कंसीडर बोथ ऑपरेशन एंड अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन The total regulated equity is 15,438
crore. All right. And sir, in solar projects, we earn an ROE of at least 12%. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there have been...
There may be few projects where it will be, two projects will be around 10%, but in few projects it will be more than 15% or around 15% also. Average will be around 12%.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. That's
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharani from Avendus Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I just want to clarify that for the operational capacity, you mentioned the equity is 7,440 crores, right?
Yeah.
So, what is the split between equity in renewables and the regulated equity in hydro of this?
6,038 crore is in the hydro and solar will 1,402 crore.
And of the 7.2 gigawatt pipeline of renewable projects you mentioned, does it include the 2.2 gigawatt of projects that we won in FY24?
Yes.
Okay. And so all the equity required for this 7.2 gigawatt is what you just mentioned, which is 1,494 crore. Is it right?
Yeah. 15,438 crore.
That is total equity you mentioned. I'm talking about the equity required for the 7.2 gigawatt pipeline.
7.2 gigawatt. In fact, I think it will be the lesser side. Because out of 7.2, 2,000 megawatt is under construction. And...
Okay, so the 15,438 includes only for the under construction capacity.
Under construction.
Under construction excludes the ones with, you know, where only tendering has happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the projects which are in the tendering stage, how much equity will be required, sir?
I'll be intimating separately.
Okay. And what is your total capex expectation in FY25 and 26?
Almost FY25, 12,000 crore, and almost similar amount or about 12,000-13,000 crore in the FY26 also.
Okay. And my final question is: can you give the split of this capacity addition in FY25, like say between hydro, thermal, and renewables?
Thank you. 24, 25, 13, 20 megawatt to thermal. There is no capacity addition in the hydro, and total 3818 megawatt capacity.
Solar.
Including solar, wind of 2498.
Okay, so 2498 plus 1300, that's 3700 odd for FY25. Okay, can you also give similar split for FY26, thermal, hydro and renewables?
Hydro will be 1176 and solar wind will be 4330, total 5506.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for the opportunity once again. My question is on the 1176 megawatt which you mentioned just right now. 700 megawatt is your Arun 3. What is the balance?
Again, this 25-26.
Yes, 25-26.
This Dholasi and Lodi will be coming.
66 megawatt Dholasi and 210 megawatt Lodi Hydro.
210 plus 66, 236 megawatt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my second question is
900 plus 66 plus 210 comes to 1176.
Understood. I'll have a look. So my second question, any clarity on the timelines for PPA for the Nepal power plant?
Oh, we are expecting it within this year will become concluded. Within 2-3 months will be concluded.
Understood, sir. My last question, sir, do you think, is there any update on the pumped storage power plant?
Pumped storage?
Do you think you can tender some? Sorry, do you think that you can tender anything in this fiscal? The
no. In fact, it is in the survey investigation only. We will be completing survey investigation or it will be in the process. So this year, we are not going to have any tender for the construction, start of construction of the PSP project.
Next year, can I expect something in next year, sir?
Next year we can have
because we are in the process of preparing DPR for 2400 megawatt PSP in Mizoram. So it will take 1.5 years. Then after that we will be able to award the project.
And our joint venture with the Maharashtra also, there are a few projects where we can have. There are already projects are under operation. And one dam is there, we can have some
renovation
et cetera, and we can go for the PSP. It will take some time, but it may be in the fiscal year 25-26.
25-26, we will have good numbers for PSPs.
Yes. And sir, are you looking to award any regular hydro power plant in FY25?
FY25, yes, Lower Arun 669 megawatt and the Italian project 3097 megawatt.
If you repeat the megawatt number again, sir?
669 Arun, Lower Arun.
In Nepal?
In Nepal. 669.
Lower Arun. And
3097 megawatt Italian project in
Arunachal Pradesh.
So are the EPC tender out for this this project?
Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Lower Arun, within a month or two, tender will be issued. And Italian, it will take 6 months or almost 9 months or 12 months to issue the tender.
Are you looking to award in a single package or also multiple packages?
It will be multiple packages.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Decided. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. On the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Sir, what would be your adjusted profit for quarter 4 FY24 and for fiscal 24?
Please repeat, adjusted
profit for this quarter and for fiscal 24.
Adjusted profit you are saying?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by adjusted profit? Can you please slightly elaborate?
Sir, after factoring in the non-recurring items.
No. In P&L, there is no recurring item. In fact, there is no recurring item in the P&L. Only recurring item. Only recurring item is there, there is no non-recurring item.
Okay, and so what was the plant availability factor for your power plus, for your hydro plus?
Almost it will be 100%.
Okay, and sir, with respect to RE projects, what is the status on land and transmission availability?
Almost we are expecting to
this transmission line, we are expecting that we will completing this land acquisition in another 3 to 4 months. So we are, as I earlier said, we are taking the matter to the highest authorities in the Nepal, whether it is IBN or this NEA or other, even chief secretary, we are requesting for this support on land acquisition, and they are fully committed that they will make some this concerted efforts to give land to us from this private owners.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last questions. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. We thank HJVN management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Good day and take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.